por favor, homie. A courtesy flush, perro. A courtesy flush.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Courtesy Flush. I have Alexis Avila in my bedroom right now. Do you want to say something, Alexis?
Hello, everybody. I hope everyone is doing well. I'm glad to be here. It is my first time. It is such a wonderful
I'm taking your podcast virginity in my bed.
Yep. Well, on his gaming chair, actually.
It's not my gaming chair. I literally don't sit there to play games ever.
Oh,
well. It's like, I guess, my like Zoom classroom chair or something, bro. I don't know.
Okay. So how's your day going, Saeed?
My day's going good, bro. I need a burp. I don't even know because I haven't even eaten anything all day. I don't know what that burp was for.
Okay, okay.
But, you know, I had a good day. Solid day at work.
So tell me, what do you do for a living, huh?
What do I do for a living? I work a sales job in an office.
Okay.
If you've seen The Office, the TV show The Office.
Yeah.
I'm like Ryan.
Okay.
I'm just Ryan.
That's dope.
You know what that? You know what he does, right?
No.
Really? You don't watch The Office?
No. I watch Friends.
Oh, you watch Friends? Damn, I don't watch Friends.
Yeah, man.
Damn, I don't know how to compare this.
Well, what do you do?
I just, you know, I'm basically a paper pusher, okay. But I also do sales. I like call people and do emails and stuff.
How's that?
It's all right. You know, for the pay, it's all right. It's a normal 9-to-5 job.
Okay. I've never had a friend or I've never known a person that does that, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like, I got it through some connections, and it's a solid paying job, you know? Uh-huh. Trying to get some experience in the workforce.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Do you go to, like, work in a suit and tie?
I just wear a dress shirt. I actually hate suits. I fucking hate them.
Okay.
Like, whenever, like, there's, like, a wedding or, like, whatever, when you're supposed to wear a suit, I just come up in a dress shirt. I never wear, like, a blazer. I hate them.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Okay. No, I have a few dress shirts myself. But, you know, I don't like wearing ties or anything like
that. Yeah, I fucking hate it. It just like, doesn't look good on me. Like, even with tailored and stuff, like, I just look like an Indian James Bond or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably the only time I've gone to, like, a formal setting was for, like, homecoming in junior year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We never even had a prom, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Never been to a wedding.
I wasn't planning on going to prom, either way, so that was, like, a huge relief to me that I didn't have to go, because, like... Uh-huh. People were pressuring me and I was like, I really don't want to pay for that shit, dude.
You don't want to wear a tie either?
No. Or like have the pressure to go out with girls or whatever. But you know, that was besides the point. I just didn't like the idea of prom. Like I feel like I'd just be there just standing there on my phone when I could just do that at home comfortably, happily. You know what I mean?
Nah, man, I got you.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. People think I'm really good in public situations, but I'm really not. I'm pretty awkward.
You think you're introverted?
Damn. I feel like I'm like a hybrid, bro. It depends on the day.
It depends like the people you're with, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That's
facts. Friends and stuff.
Like I could do good with the random people too. Like I could socialize with the random ass people that I don't know. Like because I'm used to it in the comedy world and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it depends on my mood though. Like yeah, for real.
If you're in
like,
a good mood.
Yeah, I don't want to do it all the time.
Nah, man. I bet it's hard because... You're a comedian, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to stand in front of an audience.
Yeah, and I'm used to it.
I'm sure, like, if you're not in the mood, then it can be harder to be comfortable, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's facts.
I've never done that, so I don't know.
Damn, bro.
Only time we've done that is that play for Baluya.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's why, like, when you look back at those things, like, they're good for you. Like, not in the way you think, but, like, they build a lot of, like, confidence and stuff and, like, doing dumb shit in front of a bunch of people, that actually helps, like embarrassing yourself like in front of people, like it just makes you more confident. Like what can be more worse than that or whatever, you know what I mean?
I get you.
So yeah, like but there's always that like thing like, oh, like I gotta talk to a bunch of people, 100 people looking at me, and there's like always pressure. It never goes away, like even for famous people it just never goes away.
Okay, that's cool.
It's just I don't know, it's just a thing in human DNA, bro.
Okay.
Yo, I gotta ask you, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What happened to California Donuts?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, actually, I'm just taking some time off because I'm focusing on studying.
Okay.
I got full-time classes, you know, so it's a little harder to work study.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I do miss the money that I was getting paid.
Yeah, you know? Dude, you were spending money like crazy, dude.
Honestly, I feel like I've done more saving than spend.
Really?
Yeah, I've saved up for my car, actually, that I should be getting soon during the summer, because I am going to, I'm like at that point where if I buy a, I have enough to buy a car, but if I do buy a car, then I'm gonna have no money.
You're going to CSUN, right? Or SMC? Where are you going? SMC. Awesome. Yeah. That's dope, bro.
Yeah. But yeah, I just, I'm gonna start working at California Donuts again. Shout out California Donuts. Yeah.
It's okay. A bunch of white people know where that shit is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, no offense, bro. I just don't go there just because that shit's just not worth it, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I agree with you.
Like everyone, like, just like, overhypes it, and like, I'm just, I would just never ever go there, bro. I'm sorry. Like, I know you work there and stuff. No, but,
I respect it, man.
There's like a bunch of mom and pop places that are just better for cheaper. You get me?
I haven't been to many places, but
like I could give two less shits if you drew a panda on my donut and charged me $45 for that. Yeah, shit. You know what I mean?
Nah, man, I respect it.
Like, do you have any secrets about California Donuts? Like, you have to have some like secrets, bro. Yeah. Nah, what, man, are some things that I wouldn't know that goes down in there?
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Like if you're talking, like, all the employees are treated fairly, I would say. You know, the donuts aren't made or like imported and then thrown in the freezer or something. Like, they're actually all made there, you know?
Yeah.
It's honestly, like, if I was a customer, like, I wouldn't go there too much either. The donuts are bomb, but it's just really pricey.
It's just, it is good, definitely, but I'm not paying that much for it.
Yeah, yeah. And I've had like a custom order made from there, and the artwork they do is pretty cool, you know. Like, it's good donuts, but if you're like, if you're on the lower end of the financial spectrum, you know, then you're not gonna go there.
Yeah, there's no point, even if you're rich, bro.
But honestly, I was talking to our friend Brian Nicholas the other day.
Yeah, shout out Brian.
Yeah, shout out Brian. He's probably gonna listen to this.
I actually don't know if he's gonna listen to this. Is he?
No, I'm gonna make him. I'm gonna make everybody listen to this.
Yo, thank you,
Jonathan Ortiz, Jose Lopez.
Gabriel, I think Jonathan, Navarrete. He might low key. He might have heard a few of my episodes.
No, yes, we've talked about it. Yeah,
really, that's so cool, awesome.
But yeah, I was talking about how me and Brian were talking about whether Krispy Kreme or California Donuts has better glazed donuts.
Damn. I mean, shit. Krispy Kreme is like a franchise, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like worldwide and shit.
Yeah.
But like, you know, with quantity, the quality goes down.
Yeah.
They produce so much.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that shit's free though. You know what I mean? You have to pay $0, but you just go in and they give you a free glazed donut. So just because that's better, bro.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but I'm talking more quality wise, you know.
Quality?
Yeah, like the CA donuts, they're bigger than the Krispy Kreme ones. I know that for a fact. They're bigger. And to me, they're just better. Brian says I'm biased, but I don't think so, you know. Like, I went to Krispy Kreme the other day for the first time, you know, stopped by the drive-thru, and it was okay. They weren't fresh, but they were okay, you know.
Yeah, they're all right, man. Yeah. Dude, I honestly, like, I really need to find myself like a low-key mom and pop donut shop that just has bomb donuts, bro.
Yeah,
like, there's so many around our area, and like, they never have lines, so I think they're just money laundering schemes. Yeah. Bro, like there's one down the street right here.
Yeah,
that shit's never open.
The one next to Virgil?
No, the one right here, like right here, like next to a Metro PCS, bro. There has to be some shady shit going on in there, bro.
Yeah.
Like across from the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
How does that even operate? I don't know. How is it still open when they have no money coming in?
Honestly, it might be closer to some Breaking Bad type of thing, you know? Where you got a...
They have their own Walter White?
Yeah, the owner's like using it to, I don't know,
sell some shady weed. Shit. I mean, but that's legal though, so you could just turn it into a weed shop.
Yeah. Probably for like crack and shit, you know. Maybe that's what's like supplying the crack epidemic in LA, you know.
Yeah.
And all the poor homeless people.
Dude, that's where they're getting. There's like such an influx in homeless people, bro. I'm gonna lie down because my neck fucking hurts.
Okay.
Oh, dude, my neck really hurts, bro. Can you still hear me fine?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. I'm like literally laying down with the mic on me, bro.
Yeah.
I've had like a really like long day, bro. I wake up at like 7 and shit. What about you,
bro? I've had a horrible sleep schedule that I cannot fix.
Yeah, that was me during quarantine, bro. I used to like wake up at like 3:30 p.m. That shit was so unhealthy, bro. Like, you wake up and like half the afternoon's already over, bro.
Yeah.
How bad's yours right now?
I woke up at 1:30 today. I tried waking up at 11:30, but I fell asleep twice.
It's hard, dog.
Yeah. Tomorrow I got to get up like at 10 or 11 a.m.
For classes?
Nah, man. My girl.
Oh, yeah, your girl. You've been like, is this like the first time we've seen each other in like a year? Like in 2021? I don't think I've seen you. Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, I missed that a lot. I remember you were like a long time ago, you're telling me you're talking to this Asian chick that like met you at California. Is this the same person?
Yeah. Oh, back in November. September.
September.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
It's a long ass time.
Over 6 months.
What the hell were we doing in September together? Smoking crack? Like, what were we...
I think, yeah. Oh, yeah, with...
Oliver?
Yeah.
Wait, no, was that 2020?
Was 2020.
No, Oliver was not in my house.
Oh.
He was... Early 2020, he was there like in March
with John.
No, John was, bro. You're mixing shit up. Okay, I gotta go back on like Snapchat or something and find out. Paul,
shout out to Paul.
Paul's always the homie. And John, Paul's the one that did my podcast art.
Oh yeah, he's an amazing artist. No, dude, I checked his page on Instagram.
Yeah, he's actually beautiful. So you said September?
Yeah, that's when I got with her. Yeah,
I'm trying to see when we might have hung out. I found it. The hell we're doing here, bro? You're just playing Modern Warfare?
Well, you were crazy.
Oh no, you're playing Cold War. Why were you playing Cold War at my house?
Is that when it dropped?
No. It's like the beta, bro. Why were you at my place playing Cold War? What? Did you just need my rooftop to?
Why does anyone play Cold War? How about that? I don't know. Why did we hang out that day?
Well, yeah, what was the motive that day?
Do you still play Cold War?
I have it. I think it's like in my PS4 right now. Uh-huh. But I don't know. I've been addicted to FIFA, bro. I haven't been playing Cold War recently.
Have you heard about that football super league?
The fuck is? Oh yeah. We're like
the whole thing.
All the great teams together, combined in their own league.
Fucking,
that's a stupid ass idea. That's like the NBA just having the Western Conference and just forgetting about the Eastern Conference. That's so dumb. It's stupid. The Super League just sounds stupid. It'd be great for me on FIFA, though, because like all my players would have green links.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't have to be Prem League. I could have whatever the fuck league. Like, I could have Prem League and I could have Messi right on there with a green link and it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But still, like in real life, that would be so boring, like seeing the same 8 matchups every time.
I guess you have a point there. Maybe initially
it'd be dope. After it'd just be Liverpool versus Barcelona every other day, bro. It'd be so boring.
You have a point.
Yeah. The thing about football is like the underdog teams can beat the good teams.
You're right.
And that's what makes it good. Like that one, I'm going to mispronounce this, but that one year that Leicester City won the Premier League, That's insane, bro. They weren't supposed to win, but they won. Like, the odds were stacked against them and shit.
Yeah.
And you can't have that in the Super League, you know? Yeah.
Same with sports across...
What was the last FIFA you played?
Damn. 18.
FIFA 18? Yeah. I played 18 as well. 17. I skipped 18, and then I just went all the way to 21.
Yeah, I haven't played ever since then.
Man. I remember you got into 2K also. Like, was that during pandemic?
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah.
2K20, but...
2K20? I think that was the one I was playing as well.
Haven't you played, like, everyone?
Nah, I mean, I skip a few.
Okay.
Like, 2K21, I just skipped because it just didn't, like, interest me at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm interested in, like, playing next-gen because, like, I played FIFA 21 on PS4 and PS5, and it's so much more different on PS5.
Yeah.
Just because of the controller.
Uh-huh.
And it's insane, bro. What do you think about the PS5 controller, the DualSense?
I think it looks pretty dope. Like the black and white.
Yeah.
And the buttons. It's a pretty heavy controller. I mean, it looks really nice.
It's a step up from the previous one. I'll just say that straight up.
It gives me those rectangular vibes. Yeah, like, you know, it's like long lengthwise.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's skinnier than the Xbox one.
Yeah, Xbox is kind of bulky, plus like they have the battery pack on the back.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it, so
yeah,
I don't have nothing to compare
I'm tripping. I'm thinking about the Xbox 360. No, they do not have a battery pack on them. It just fits right in.
But the PS5 looks huge.
It is huge, bro.
It's my first time seeing it in person, and I'm at Said's house, and it's sitting in his living room.
Yeah.
And people are saying the new Xbox looks like a mini fridge, but this PS5 looks, it's a long boy.
Yeah, it is.
It's huge. It looks dope, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's slick. It's just big, though.
Yeah.
It's probably the biggest console.
My biggest disappointment with the PS5, like, my biggest con, was that it was so fucking loud, bro.
Really?
That shit, like, got loud. Xbox, that's, like, the one thing that they're good at. They make pretty quiet consoles.
Mm-hmm.
And PlayStation, really, they screwed the ball on the PS4. That shit was so loud.
What do you mean?
Like, it was just like, I don't even know how to, like, you'll just have to, like, YouTube, like, PS4 jet engine, and you'll see, like, it sounds like a plane taking off in your room, bro.
Yeah,
that's how loud it was
when you load up a game.
Yeah, like, okay. Even like trying to play Warzone was loud as shit, bro. Okay. And then, like, the PS5 is mad quiet, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it never makes a single sound. That's what, like, I like about it. It's like a Tesla. It's just mad quiet, bro.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna have to play.
Yeah, we'll play after this podcast.
Yeah,
okay. Let's do that shit.
I'm down.
Like, you'll experience the controller. It's different, bro.
I'm actually trying to get the new Xbox, but
I mean, damn, this shit's not even hard to get, bro. I saw that shit at Best Buy. That shit wasn't really? Even sold out. Yeah, it was like just right there, just chilling. Yeah, I think it was the Series S though, not the X.
There's the $300 one, and yeah, there's like $500 one.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm excited as hell.
For real.
Graphics.
I wouldn't be. It's the same shit, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Like, I see no difference, bro.
Uh-huh.
Yo, not to be an Xbox hater, like, I even low-key considered buying the Series S, $300 version, just to experience what an Xbox is like.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I don't know, man. They really gotta innovate. The one thing I'll, like, give about Xbox is that Game Pass is sick, bro.
Yeah.
It's like so Netflix for video games.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
But, like,
don't you guys have
PS Plus? Yeah, we have PS Now.
Oh, no,
PS Plus is like games with gold.
Oh, okay.
Like monthly free games.
Yeah.
PS Now, it's like, it's kind of like Game Pass.
Okay.
Like, you pay like a certain thing and you could have a bunch of games for free.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Yeah. But, like, dude, with crossplay, like, with every game and shit, like, I don't even know. Like, console wars are kind of stupid. Like, now. Like, I remember, like, when we couldn't play together anymore.
Yeah.
Like, because we had Xbox 360 and PS3 back in the day.
That was just middle school.
Yeah. And now we have PS4 and, like, PS5, and we were playing Warzone together, and we were playing different consoles.
That was pretty dope.
So that's sick. Like, I like crossplay. It's a good trend.
Yeah. I just wish they would put it on more games, you know? Like, it's only on the...
Like, major, like, COD and, like, Fortnite and shit.
Yeah, it should be, like, on Dead by Daylight or... Or on some,
I actually, you know, don't know what
games.
I'm pretty sure I have it too. Like, I have it on my library.
It's a asymmetrical 4 survivor v 1 killer game. That's like literally its summary.
Dead by Daylight.
If any of a Courtesy's Flesh viewers
plays Dead by
Daylight, then you guys know what I'm talking
about. Is it like a horror game?
Kind of. At first, you get scared. But it's really fun, actually. It's a change of pace. Okay. You have it?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah. You should consider playing it more. It's a change of pace from the
horror, action,
FPSs,
horror.
FPSs, you know.
Oh, yeah. FPS all the time is, like, stupid, bro. Yeah. Like,
I've gotten bored of it, honestly.
Yeah, like, a lot of people just play FPS games and sports games, and, like, that's so basic, bro. You gotta, like, branch out sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, like, a bunch of indie games are amazing, bro.
Indie games? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
They've been popping off recently.
For real?
No, like, I don't play any personal indie games, to be honest, but a lot of have been popping off recently. No, like, for their art, I don't even know the names, to be honest, but I have some images in mind. Like, yeah, I just can't name them.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. Like, I think Among Us counts as an indie game because it's three people who made it, so it's independent developer.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy, bro. Three people made that shit. So you're rich as fuck by now.
I feel like it died out.
Yeah, don't probably, but, like, still, like, that the peak of it was pretty huge.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
Everybody, I think, knew it. They made a mistake by, like, not updating it often. But it's hard to do when you only have three people. It's coming out on consoles soon, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That news came out recently. I don't know if that's gonna, it might have a little resurgence.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's
crazy, bro.
I won't have to play Roblox anymore with my friends.
Roblox. Yeah, I never ever played Roblox in my life.
Roblox
never.
Is
like slim, I remember bro. John was into that shit in middle school, bro.
John Ahura. Still oh, John Ahura? Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I thought you were talking about Ortiz.
John Ortiz. No, I've never called him just John. I always call him Jonathan.
Oh, okay, okay. That's why.
Yeah.
How's John been doing?
John Ahura? He's good, bro. He's good? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's still over there in Alhambra, right?
Alhambra, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
That's crazy, bro. A lot of us, like, we're separating and shit, bro.
Honestly. I mean, we're growing into adults, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we are growing into adults, bro. Goddamn. Imagine I forgot to press record.
Yo, how long were you? Oh, shit. Okay.
Did I press record? Yeah, yeah, I did. It's 20 minutes.
Sick. So, tell me how you do it with, like, the whole editing process. Like, how do you edit your videos?
I couldn't hear that shit, but is it still going?
No.
Oh, caught me by editing. Surprise. Okay, video editing, yeah, which is the hardest part, is what Miguel helps me on.
Sick. Shout out Miguel.
He does video and I do audio.
Okay.
So that's how it works. Audio, like I've just gotten so used to editing it, like I'm like really good at it now. Uh-huh. The video is like the hardest part because like you have to sync it up with your mouth.
Okay, I'm just gonna drink some water.
Yeah, continue. Yeah, for sure. Keep talking. But like. I'll say like damn, like camera audio, right? It's really bad, like when you record audio from a camera, but like this, like the microphone you're hearing right now going yeah. into my beats
sounds great.
It sounds great, right?
I love hearing your beats.
So you have to take out the camera audio and replace it with microphone audio, and you have to line it up perfectly, and if you're like one millisecond okay, off it looks fucking ass.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like it's gonna be like you're moving your mouth, but like your sentence is like a second behind, and yeah, it looks ugly.
That makes sense why that happens in some YouTube videos, and I'm like, I don't really want to watch this anymore.
Damn, you see, like yeah, people just don't even want to watch. Like yeah. So that's one hard part, and then the next part is just like you just have fun with it, like add like crazy edits and shit.
Yeah,
like, to have that's fun. Dope. Yeah.
Like different angles.
Yeah, yeah, different angles.
Cuts,
yeah. That's it's like dope. Professional and shit, bro.
Yeah.
I recently bought all this equipment, bro. I used to like just record off my phone all the time.
Yo, that's dope, man. You're coming up, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Like I was making a bunch of money that I didn't know what to do with. So I was like, I invested a bunch of money too. So I was like, yeah, I think I'm like kind of set financially right now. Let's like, I've been making a lot of, what's it called? Smart decisions with my money, so let's splurge a little, bro. Let's yeah, like buy a PS5.
Yeah,
and I bought it retail too, so like I didn't even spend like $1,000.
Of course,
a lot of my homies spent $1,000 on it. I'm like, it's not worth it for $1,000.
You actually know people who bought reselled consoles?
Yeah, it's so dumb. It's because like hypebeast culture, bro.
Oh, damn.
Like my homie put it in a good way though. He's like, why the fuck would I buy $1,000 shoes when I could buy $1,000 console? I'm like,
why spend $1,000 at all?
Yeah, oh god, on stupid shit. When you could have just like done like I don't know, that's so much food, bro.
Honestly,
it's a lot of food. You could feed yourself for a month with
I had
that
this
shit.
Big Mac for $10, man. That's 100 Big Mac combos.
God damn, that's 1,000 cheesy bean and rice burritos from Taco Bell.
That's 1,000 diuretic bathroom breaks.
Hell yeah.
Nah, man. Have you seen that new Mortal Kombat movie?
Mortal Kombat, I haven't seen it. No. I was low-key debating on downloading Mortal Kombat yesterday because I wanted to play you on my PS5.
Which one?
Mortal Kombat 10.
Okay.
It's free.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, damn, should I download this and play with Alexis? And then I just completely forgot.
There's crossplay for MK?
No, no. I was going to say, like, you and I could play, like, couch
today. Co-op. Sick.
Yeah, it's
local.
Yeah, okay. You know, I actually have FIFA. We could try play FIFA afterwards, bro.
Okay,
I would probably like rock you because I'm just addicted to that game. Like recently, bro. All
right, for my buddies out there, Jose and Brian and John and Gabe.
Y'all remember Gabriel, bro.
Remember him saying he thinks he's gonna rock me, guys. He doesn't know of my history in FIFA.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you pretty good?
I was better, but I haven't, you know, it's just muscle memory.
You know what's crazy? It's like when you take a long break from a game and you come back, you're actually like kind of better, like on some weird shit. Like I remember like I took a break from COD like for 2 months, like Cold War, and I just came back just to hop on, and on Nuketown I dropped like 75 kills.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Sometimes, when I was tryharding, I only got like 30.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's about, bro. Like something instinct kicks in or some shit.
Honestly, man, sometimes you just need a break from all that toxicities you feel online, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for real. Like that one time where I topped Brian Nicholas on Search and Destroy Modern Warfare.
Damn.
I'm using like a, what was it? Care package. I just got lucky with my care really? Package, yeah.
Okay.
And he got last place.
That, but that sounds...
Yeah, because I only this. Remember because I don't play with you guys often. It's like a rare occasion.
Yeah.
I remember we were all playing Among Us, bro. That shit was fun.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah,
all
yeah. With John.
Yo, John's low-key like a really good crewmate,
low-key,
bro.
Low-key, yeah.
Like, he's like really smart like uh-huh. about everything. That's kind of cool. I didn't expect it, to be honest. You good? That Big Mac's hitting?
Nah, bro. It's not hitting good.
God damn, this guy Lex is having a whole ordeal right now, bro.
Yeah, nah, man. I was with Brian the other day, and we went to eat some Angry Chicks, actually.
All right.
Giving some Angry Chicks some exposure.
Okay.
It's actually pretty good. Jonathan Ortiz put him on.
I couldn't hear that shit. Like, for reference, guys, I don't have my headphones on. Oh, Alexis does, so I can't hear shit.
Yeah, he got them LAUSD headphones that I just want to put
dude,
on.
I'm not in your cap. So I have, like, $300. I don't know how much Beats cost. I got those for a gift. How much do they cost?
Probably around 200.
Yeah, 200. Right, that sounds about right. So Alexis has those, and I didn't have extra earphones, so I had to use those shitty LAUSD free Beats.
Yeah, they feel like rocks on your ear. Like I thought I had a bad headset for my Xbox, but those feel
those
like
are pretty shit.
Yeah. I remember receiving them like in senior year. 2020.
Was this for like COVID or something? I forgot why they gave it.
Yeah, yeah. So we could like have headphones at home for like Zoom meetings and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's so worth those, bro. I'm pretty sure like Apple earbuds are better quality.
No, yeah, they're
like the wired ones.
Oh.
I still use them. I don't know, it's like my preferred earbuds, bro.
The wired ones?
Wired, yeah.
That's interesting because Brian says the same thing, but I really don't understand.
Yeah, like I have AirPods like right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I still use wired earbuds.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just like sometimes like I don't know if it's like a phobia of me like just losing my AirPods.
Yeah.
Or just like just having wired earbuds is just better. I don't know why. Like I feel like it sounds better.
Yeah. Sound quality.
And it's way cheaper. I just got AirPods just to get AirPods because it's like it's convenient. It is more convenient like pulling it out your pocket and just putting it in instead of untangling it.
Yeah.
I feel like they sound better, but it's like a conspiracy theory and shit.
Okay.
I feel like the case is more expensive than the pod itself, bro.
Nah, man, I've lost them before, so I get what you mean when you
say phobia. It's like, and if I lose my earbuds, I'm just like, oh, I don't give a shit. I'll just buy new ones. This one, you kind of feel like a loss because they're kind of expensive.
Yeah, no, I get you. But I've actually considered like buying like Beats like these.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're just badass, you know. They cancel everything outside.
Yeah.
You could just hear. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, it just looks cool too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. Do you think it's a worthy investment buying
Beats?
Like Beats or just a really nice headset,
really
expensive
nice,
headset over like some AirPods
for
or some
for wire. What like for gaming or music?
For like music, you know, like music. When you go out and shit.
Now Beats are pretty bad, like in terms of just price point. Like they're not worth $200.
Yeah,
if you found them on sale for like less than like 150, then they might be worth it, but I wouldn't pay 200 for them, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bad like quality. Wow. I don't know. Okay. Like no offense to Dr. Dre, but like I don't know, this shit, like there's so much, like Bose earphones that are like $40 sound so much better and feel so much nicer. I think Beats is just like a hype beast like fashion statement, bro.
yeah like when you have them on just walking around, you see someone with Beats, you're like, he paid a lot for those.
Yeah,
they have some nice colorways though.
They have nice colorways, bro. Yeah,
that white and gold
and sound quality is pretty average. It's not bad.
I mean, these sound really nice. No lie,
it's honestly the microphone, bro. It's just really feeding into. Yeah
I've never used a microphone like this in a setting like this other than school.
For real?
Yeah, like this is abnormal to me. I mean, you probably use these all the time on stage, huh?
On stage, on podcasts, I'm just used to microphones at this point. I'm also used to hearing my voice a lot on podcasts and like in real life.
Yeah.
A lot of people like cringe when they hear themselves.
Yeah.
When I like record a podcast with someone and they listen to it back, they're like, damn, I sound like that, bro.
Probably be me.
Damn, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, it's kind of crazy how like how I sound like right now to myself is not how you hear me, bro.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It is weird. I don't know. I think it's just like a device thing, you know?
A what? A device thing?
Yeah, like...
Oh, like how, like, if you ever take a selfie, it's never really going to look like you. The only... Yeah. Only another person can really know how you look like you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, it is, huh?
I don't know. But, who's the last person you had on here?
My friend Ari.
Ari, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was the story I posted with, like, is it gay if a guy sucks your dick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is it?
Is it? Yeah, exactly. That's what we were talking about. Is it gay?
What do you think?
No, I don't know. Probably not.
Hmm. Have you done it?
Nope. I've been offered it, though. But I haven't. I haven't gone through with it.
Okay. All
right. It's a dilemma, huh? It's like a gray area.
Gabe, you're going to have to help me out here.
Do you think they're going to listen, bro? For real?
Nah, yeah. I think they will. They have to.
All right. Awesome. They Hopefully. Better.
Yeah.
What's up, Gabe? Xbox people?
Yeah. Shout out to my Xbox people. Bro, I'm turning 19 in like 2 weeks.
Oh shit, no way, bro.
Yeah, I'm fucking excited, bro.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah, man. I'm not excited that I'm turning 19, but I'm excited that I'm seeing my friends, my family, you know, my girl. You know, it's like it's going to be a really stress relieving week, you know.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
It's gonna be like just filled with fun and shit, you know.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. That's crazy. Yeah. Your birthday's in May.
Yeah,
that's all. Like, that's a lot of birthdays in May that I know of. Like, I know Paul's born in May. John Ahoro was born in May.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. John.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
they're both May 5. Yeah.
Yeah, the 5th. Yeah,
yeah. May 5. Yeah.
May the 4th.
Because I remember, like, when Avengers: Infinity War came out, that was like our plan. We were supposed to watch, like, with all of us together, and then it got pushed up. So it came out early. It came out in April instead of May. Man.
That was like hella time ago.
Yeah, it was. We watched it together, right? Or did we?
I can't tell you, man. I don't know. My memory's kind of fucked.
Have you been smoking weed, like, recently?
Recently? No.
I haven't smoked weed in forever, bro.
I've been on a hiatus.
Hiatus, bro?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty from... Okay, so I did during spring break, so, like, 3 weeks ago. But from August till, like, 3 weeks ago, I was on a hiatus. And then I haven't since.
What was the occasion? Ago.
Spring break, bro. Oh, trying to fucking break? Relieve just some of that stress. Relieve
stress.
It's fucking nah, man. It's something else doing everything at home when you have like loud.
Yeah, like members. When real life takes over, like you just don't have time for weed, bro.
Honestly, yeah, it's just something to do when you're just going to relax, you know.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
It's not, in my opinion, you know, some people do it every day. I know people that do it every day, and it's not for me, in my opinion, you know.
My friend, like. He was high when he took the SAT.
Holy shit, yeah.
And he got a 1500 on it, bro. And he's fucking stupid. I don't know how he did that shit, dude. He was just like, he literally said, I was just circling shit, bro. I wasn't even like calculating shit on math, but I was just fucking around. And he got a 1500. He basically guessed on like almost everything.
He accessed 100% of his brain.
Nah, he didn't. He was just God lucky, bro. Like he just got blessed with the like, man was just picking random shit. And
it had to be sativa, man. There's no way it was in the
car. Yeah,
you would have fallen asleep, bro.
And like the school thought he was cheating because like he's not known to be like he was like kind of like an imposter among us. Like it's like a bunch of smart kids and him. It's just like, what the fuck are you doing here? How'd you do so good?
Yeah.
And he honestly like he just didn't know. He got like the only reason he got like he could have. He got, like, you know the ones where you actually have to do shit and there's no multiple choice? You have to fill it in? He got those wrong, 100%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's crazy, bro.
That's fucking... Got wild. A better score than most of us.
Yeah.
Probably everybody that's watching this.
Yeah, and, like, I wonder how his essay was, like, he was just writing random shit.
Oh, hell no.
It's better than mine because he got a better score. Oh. That's insane, bro.
Nah, man,
what's the dumbest shit you've done on weed, bro? I'm gonna do a follow-up question to that, but yeah, answer that. What's the dumbest shit you've done?
I don't know, man. I don't. Probably smoking inside my house.
No, that's not dumb, bro. Like, what's the dumbest thing you've done on it? You get me?
I don't think I've really done anything stupid.
For real? I'm stupid as shit. Remember we were playing Nintendo Switch on, and I couldn't even like do anything. I was losing every fight. Super Smash Bros.
Damn, I don't remember that, bro.
Damn, you're faded, bro.
Not right.
How much money do you think you spent on weed in your lifetime?
Probably like not too much, honestly, compared to the amount of people out there. Probably like 400. That was just on Stizzy Pods because they're mine expensive, bro. But on like on flower itself, probably like 100.
That's crazy, bro. I've spent probably like $10 because I never buy it for myself. I just use other people's. Uh-huh. You get me?
Yeah.
Like yours and shit, dude.
Yeah, bro. Yo, guys, this man Armand, man, takes. I'll probably bring a joint. Like when I used to, like last year, this man would probably take a few, like three hits, and he would be still off his fucking mind. Like he would be doing.
I was pretty dumb. Shit. I was pretty dumb, bro.
Bro, I have that one memory with Ali.
Ali, you're hungry. That was him. You're with Ali. What the fuck?
Yeah, here at your house. Remember when we went to your rooftop? It was four of us. I think the fourth was Paul.
Ali, there's no way you hung out with my friend Ali, bro.
Wait, no, Ali.
Oliver.
Yeah, Oliver.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the three of us, and who was the fourth? I think
Eric. It was my homie Eric from school.
Oh.
So there was Paul's not there, bro. You're mixing days up.
Yeah, man. Clearly.
Yeah, we hung out a lot randomly, and it all mixes together.
Damn, bro, that day was fucking wild.
Like, it was fucking wild. I just remember it being stupid. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta ask you, what does your Instagram username mean, bro?
You know what the fuck is going on, so get the fuck out.
Let me see. No, there's an A in there, bro.
Really?
UAKWTF. GOS.
Oh. Wait, let me see it. I don't even. You already know what the fuck is going on.
You already know what the fuck is going on. So get the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Nah, man, I just randomly come up with it, you know? You know those.
What was your old one?
Like
just underscore Alex.2 or yeah, some shit, some right?
Yeah, simple shit, you know? Bro, you know, I've been thinking about starting a YouTube channel.
For real? Up
lately, yeah, like being a full-fledged streamer and shit.
Full-fledged streamer, bro, yeah. Like, the craziest shit was, like, a year ago, I was watching this guy, Aiden Ross, just talk, and that shit was so funny, right?
Yeah.
And he only had, like, 30,000 viewers, and now he's, like, the number one streamer now, bro. It's kind of crazy. I mean, granted, I saw him on the front page, but, yeah. Like, damn, it's crazy how much he blew up, bro.
Nah, man.
Just by grinding and shit. And he's like a new guy. He's not been doing it for that long.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for a while, like 2018 or 19 or something, but still.
Nah, man. All you need really is persistence.
For real.
When it comes to that, like, there are so many YouTubers out there that they didn't have, like, viewers for years, and then it just, like, you know, one day they just exploded,
bro. I've said it once and I'll say it again. I think, like, Mr. Beast is, like, one of the greatest YouTubers of all time just because of that shit.
Yeah.
That man, like, dude, he never gets below like 20 million views, bro. That's insane for a YouTuber. I remember like he used to make like dumb videos just like watching It's Every Day, Bro for 10 hours straight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or watching anime for 24 hours straight. It was just him in a room just looking at a computer screen. That was the whole video.
Yeah.
And then like slowly he kept like reinvesting the money he got into like crazier and crazier and crazier shit.
Nah, man, he knows what satisfies his audience.
Oh, that's facts, bro. He like puts in the right title, the duration. It's kind of like he's pretty scientific with his videos.
And it's not clickbait either.
Yeah, dude, that's the craziest shit.
Yeah.
Like when his titles are never clickbait. It's like I like give away 100 cars. He's not capping.
Yeah.
He's like actually giving out 100 cars. And like giving away $5 million and he actually does it. He's insane, dude.
Yeah, that's one thing that keeps the viewers there, you know, because he isn't using clickbait.
Yeah, he's like one of the, like the greatest entrepreneurs I've ever seen, bro. This man has like his own burger joint.
Oh yeah. My girl actually tried it. She told
Mr. Beast Burger.
She told me it wasn't too good, bro.
Yeah, I mean it's obviously not. What he did was that he just like a bunch of like small businesses were like closing like burger joints.
Yeah.
He just bought all of them and just made them into Mr. Beast Burger.
It's amazing.
Yeah, or he didn't buy all of them. He's just like, oh, whatever you guys are doing now, scrap that, and we're just making Mr. Beast burgers now. That's why, like, there's no real place. You can only get it on Postmates and shit.
Yeah. That's dope, man. Wow. I didn't even know that.
That's crazy, bro.
But, yeah, like, the whole, like, wanting to become a full-fledged streamer and everything, I think one of the main parts is coming up with a good name, you know?
Facts, like, something,
like, if you become famous,
you have to have a good name.
Yeah, like... And I have trouble with that, man, honestly.
Did you click something?
No. Okay, never mind. But yeah, it is pretty hard because like you have to have a catchy name, bro.
Yeah.
I remember one time, like a few months ago, my friend told me, he's like, bro, if you ever like want to get big on podcasts or whatever, you have to change your fucking username. Because I remember my username was so ugly.
Yeah.
Because it was like when I first made it and I never changed it.
Yeah.
It was Arm & Hammer 7.11.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
So I changed it. Uh-huh. It's just not Armand's 80 now. Mm-hmm. And I realized, like, damn, like a bunch of people, they just have clean to the point usernames.
Yeah.
Maybe except like XQC or whatever, that streamer guy. Like, like you can like straight up just say their name, like Ninja, Mr. Beast, like PewDiePie.
Mine's gonna be Baby Lotion.
Like Optic Baby Lotion.
Nah, man, I've thought about it. I feel like Baby Lotion's my gamer tag on Xbox, you know. And it's like,
it's been like that forever.
No, not forever.
What was your OG?
Like Bullseye 1034.
Oh yeah, I remember Bullseye. I think that's you on PlayStation as well. Yeah, right?
PlayStation, Xbox, and that just some other shit.
Bullseye.
But, nah, man, like something about Baby Lotion, bro. I don't know. I feel like that's my name, you know. I feel like people are gonna talk to me and be like, y'all see
the fact that you looked at me in the eye and you're like, bro, I think my name is Baby Lotion, dog.
Hey, y'all see Baby Lotion's new video? Like,
you saw Baby Lotion. I mean, if you keep saying it, low key sticks, bro.
Yeah, like it sticks, you know, like it's pretty dope. Like, you seen Baby Lotion's new video, bro? Like, I've thought about it, and like, I have a family member living in my living room right now, you know. Like, much like many of us in LA, and I think he'll be moving out this year, and I'm gonna have more space.
Yeah,
and I think I'm gonna have the opportunity to invest into a camera, into a microphone, you know.
Yeah, Sean would be your go-to for that. I remember I did a podcast with him. All I did was ask him streamer questions.
I saw a preview about that podcast, but yeah, he still streams, no?
I don't know. I haven't kept up with Sean. Like, I've been trying to hang out with him for the longest fucking time. Mm-hmm. And then, like, he always just has work cock blocking him.
Yeah.
I kind of hate that about Sean, bro. Like, his manager is so ass. And I just keep saying, bro, just leave. Switch jobs, bro. Like, if they hold you hostage, you got to leave, bro. Ain't no way.
Yeah. Nah. Sometimes work's like that, man.
Yeah, but we're too young to be like that, though. Like, it, like, you know what I mean? There's, like, no pressure. Like, fuck it. Leave. Who cares?
We're supposed to be, like, stress-free. What are you going to do?
Fucking pay your mortgage and pay your car insurance? You don't have one. So, I think that's why, like, I feel like we have, like, a lot of money to save because we don't spend on anything.
Yeah.
Like, our parents, they have so much shit to spend on, you know, like, groceries and shit, bro.
Yeah, honestly, you just got to take advantage of the fact that you live at home with your family.
Facts, that's true.
Like, that's one thing that's really important to, like, getting up and out there, you know? Like, being smart with, like, saving your money
when you're home. You have to, bro. Yeah. In a way, like, every time I get a paycheck, I just save, like, a lot of it, like, 40%.
Yeah, like, that's really smart, you know? Like,
and I also invest, like, 10% of that.
Yeah, and that's, like, the majority of the reason why I have enough to buy my own car, you know? Like, I never thought that I'd buy my own car at like age 18, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. Awesome, bro.
Yeah, like, hopefully I'll be moving out like in a year or something too, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of people are moving out. Like, I've noticed that, like, to be on their own and shit.
Yeah,
John Ahura is doing that.
Yeah, really?
But that's going to be so hard because, like, you're obviously going to have to stay in Los Angeles or, you know, or I guess California, right?
Yeah.
Everything is just so expensive,
dog. Bro, it's
like, just like, the things, like, okay, let's just say, like, let's be realistic. Like, a house, let's just put your budget at, like, $700,000, right?
Yeah.
What you can buy here for $700,000 and what you could buy in, like, fucking Wyoming is fucking so different, bro.
Honestly.
You could buy, like, your whole fucking mansion in Wyoming, bro. But in, like, in L.A., you'll get, like, I don't know, a two-bedroom house for $700,000.
Honestly. Like, it's just because everything's here, you know?
Yeah, everything's so saturated, though, bro.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone's starting to leave in a way. Like,
I've thought about it, honestly, for when I move out.
I've thought about leaving, like, the L.A. county. Mm-hmm. But I don't think about leaving California, though.
Why? Whoa. Where would you go?
Probably, like, damn, I don't even know. Like, Simi Valley. Yeah, Simi Valley is a different county. Lancaster. Santa Clarita. Just, like, enough where, like, you're not so far away from your family.
Yeah,
but you're, like, you're still, like, you don't have to go there every day. Like, you just go there every weekend or something. Yeah,
okay, I respect it. Personally, I've thought about like moving to another country.
Country, oh shit.
Yeah, like fucking go live with the Sidemen, you know, in the UK and shit.
Oh, UK? Now, yeah. UK is pretty expensive though.
I don't know. I feel like it would still be cheaper than fucking LA though, you know?
Yeah.
I just got, it's all about research, honestly, but
I don't yeah. know. Damn.
I've really thought about it, and just moving somewhere else would be great, you know? I've even talked to my girl about like going to travel for the summer.
For real?
Yeah, like to another country. Like, I know we're still in COVID and shit, and even though we're vaccinated, like, it's preferable not to, but you know, I think things are getting better, so
yeah, why yeah. not? I feel know? That too, bro. Like, dude, like, if I was like rich though, like, if I didn't have to work a day in my life and I didn't have to like pay shit, I would like fuck off in like Wyoming.
Why Wyoming?
It's just so secluded there. No one goes there for anything except just living. So I'll go there. Everything is so dirt cheap.
Probably right. I've never heard about anybody wanting to go to Wyoming,
though. Exactly. That's why it's so cheap. Who the fuck wants to go there?
You know what? Round of applause to you.
Yeah, you remembered?
Yeah.
Do you know you know what this is? You know where this is from?
No. Sounds familiar.
Eric Andre. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. What about the other ones? Okay, for the little joke.
Yeah. And then this is... All
right. Hey.
For everyone listening to the podcast, I'm just clicking soundboards on my fucking recorder, dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all yeah. it is. You could, like, input some of your own, like, online. Yeah.
His recorder's pretty dope, guys. No lie.
Really?
Yeah. I've never seen... I told him before the podcast that I had never seen one like it. It looks like a 90s type of...
Like, retro type shit.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, I feel but, you.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking dope.
Yep. Yep, yep. Goddamn, bro. Like, I for real bought... I always, like, had this, like, passion for podcast gear and shit, so that's why I just bought it.
That's dope, man. Just, like, doing what you love. Like, that's really hard for some people to do, you know?
Yeah, for real, bro. Like, that's why, like, whenever my friends, like, venture out and into their own interests and shit, that's why I just, like, I always support it no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking dope. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
You're trying to what?
I'm trying to get into that streaming shit, you know?
Dude, like, hopefully. It'd be... Here's the thing, but like I've always thought, like, someone probably has that name and I want to see who took baby lotion.
Oh, bro. On YouTube? I searched it up yesterday, actually.
No, Google doesn't matter. Like, I could make a Google account called Mr. Beast. It doesn't matter. But like, I'm talking about like brands, like I'm talking like on an Instagram app, like that baby shit is lotion. So rare, bro. I want to see who has baby lotion. Wow, you got fucking robbed. It's some guy with 4 followers, and he probably made this shit like.
It won't matter though, cause my fame will just outshine him, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I know a lot of people, like Mark Hamill and shit. Like, look at this guy. If you search up Tom Holland on Instagram, look who it is.
Yeah, you see. So like, it doesn't even matter.
Facts, but clean usernames are like really important sometimes.
I think. Just being persistent and you'll like eventually be famous, you know?
Yeah, that's facts, bro.
And I think I might dedicate myself to that.
For real?
Gaming with friends and shit. Posting YouTube videos, you know.
Vanoss type games. Remember, like, you know my username on Google and YouTube used to be Vomino's Gaming.
Vomino's Gaming?
Yeah.
I like that. Was it because of Vanoss?
So unoriginal. Yeah, I was just like a diehard Vanoss fan back in the day. That's why.
Yeah, back in Virgil, bro. Who didn't watch Vanoss? Honestly. Damn.
Hey, yo, bro. Now that, like, we're getting kind of deeper into the podcast, we're like 45 minutes in, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
shit.
Like, I don't want to, like, disrespect anyone or something, right? So I don't know if I should bleep this out or not.
I feel like I know what you're going to say, but say it.
Really?
Yeah, say it.
So like a mutual friend of ours, like he passed away recently.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So like, what were your initial reactions to that?
Oh crap, I didn't know you were gonna bring up Danny.
Yeah.
No, yeah, man, rest in peace.
No, I mean, it's not just him, it's just like the fact that like I know 3 people that died from Virgil.
Yeah.
And that's kind of crazy, bro.
Oh, bro. Rest like, in peace, Danny, Farhan,
Victoria. Yeah, Victoria. You don't remember Victoria?
No, I just never heard of the news.
Yeah, she passed away, bro. But like, I don't want to like disrespect anyone or like not give out the news for myself or whatever. This was like a while back,
uh-huh.
And like, wow. It's crazy, bro. People we know are passing away. Yeah. And it's like,
it puts you in a retrospective position that like, damn, like life is so precious, bro.
Yeah, like I was talking, I hung out with my friends the other day, and we were just talking about Danny, and like, just crazy, you know, like when people like closer to you die, or like people you just know die, like it really wakes you up, you know, it makes you appreciate those that you have around you right now. You know?
Yeah, that's true. And it's like, you've actually like spent time with that person and you know him, and he's not just like a name on a newspaper, yeah, or yeah, like on like Instagram or whatever, like, oh, this person died. You're just like, oh, you shrug it off. You're like, damn,
yeah,
this person was like his own individual. You knew him, you knew how he was, you know, he was a great person.
Yeah.
And it hits different, you know? And it's kind of crazy that like we've had to, I've known so many people that passed away like at such a young age, and it's kind of insane, dude. Like, that's why, like, you never know, like I know this is kind of dark, but you never know like when you're gonna hang out with someone for the last time, bro.
Honestly, man. And it's just like, especially I think here in LA, that's more probable.
Yeah,
like just someone dying out of nowhere. Because I mean, just the other day there was a shooting rampage, like this man killed,
you're talking about Atlanta?
No. Okay. It was like this guy. He killed a newlywed husband who was in the wife in a drive-thru for Starbucks.
What?
Yeah, like this guy literally got shot in his car with his wife at a Starbucks drive-thru, bro.
Have you ever been close to death?
Just died right there. No, honestly, I have not.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, I think everybody can say they've almost been hit by a car in LA.
Yeah, but I was gonna say I was crossing and I literally almost got hit by big ass SUV.
Yeah,
and like the guy got out and shit because he thought he hit me, but he hit my backpack, so that's why he heard like something. Yeah. He probably heard like a thump or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And he hit my backpack. Yeah, that shit was crazy, bro.
Nah, man, I've never been close to death, but like I know things happen to your mind when that happens, you know, like, yeah, you're like, shit,
it's because
like,
DMT gets released into your brain. Like I'm not trying to like make a joke or anything. Scientifically it does. When you're close to death, it does. And that's what makes the effects in your head, like, yeah, your life flashing before your eyes and shit. That's DMT.
That's crazy.
It's, bro, a real thing. It's kind of crazy, bro.
Thought you were like talking about some acid or some shit.
No. But it does give you a psychedelic experience though.
Yeah.
And it really relieves the pain and shit. It usually happens when it's like a slow death, like, yeah, drowning and shit.
Damn.
Dark. Stark, very, bro, dark. Yeah.
I fuck with it though.
Yeah, like Tony Stark probably had some DMT flowing through his veins, bro. That's why he wasn't in the movie theater. I almost started laughing, bro, because like Peter Parker was trying to talk to Tony and that fool just left him on red. He wasn't even replying to him. Uh-huh. He's like, Mrs. Stark, and he just looked at him.
Nah, bro, I saw it 3 times in the theater and every time I teared up.
For real?
The first time I cried, yeah, like a bitch. But yeah, that shit.
Yeah, we did go with you. We did watch it together because I remember us at Blaze Pizza.
Yeah, that was the first time.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I couldn't. That's shit. Like, no movie to this day and before Infinity War Endgame has matched that.
Yeah, like I've always wanted to be like part of like a big finale of a movie franchise, and like I finally got the chance for Endgame. Like I wanted to do it for like Harry Potter, mm-hmm, when I was a young kid, but I never got the chance and shit.
Yeah.
But damn, like Endgame was different, bro.
Yeah,
everyone, sure, was like into it and shit, dude.
Like the same thing could have been done for Star Wars if it was on a better
path, better terms, know, and stuff.
Yeah, better terms, better,
like,
everything.
It's like, I feel like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like,
it's because Marvel started when we were like in our childhood, you know.
Yeah, like that's, I remember
when they started.
I remember watching Iron Man 1, bro. Yeah. Like, I was such a young kid.
Yeah.
And now Endgame like ended when I was like a high school junior. Yeah,
literally. Like,
so like 70. It followed us for a really long time. That's why it hits different.
Yeah. That's like the only thing that we can really like watch today and be like, wow, like that really,
like, it was like my whole life
that came out as I grew up, you know, like that was literally my childhood.
I wonder what like the next big franchise is gonna be, bro.
You never know, bro.
Who knows, dog?
Honestly, like for sure not none of the current ones right now.
No, like I think they've peaked already.
Yeah, I can't even think of any, honestly. So
yeah, there's some new shit always comes up, like underrated shit like John Wick or whatever.
Yeah
damn.
Nah, John Wick is fucking badass.
Yeah, I feel like movies are kind of like, I don't know, I'm not that big of a fan of John Wick, honestly. I like the first one though, and I like the third one, but the second one was so weird, like, uh-huh, it was weak. I like how unique it is though. Yeah, like the world building of it.
Yeah,
but I don't know, two really killed the vibe for me, but I don't know why. It was just such a bad movie.
I saw the third one, Parabellum.
That was pretty solid, yeah.
With my friends, bro, the intro scene.
I think where they had like a better writer in that.
Where he kills the fucking 7-foot basketball player.
Boban Marjanovic.
Yeah, when he kills Boban, bro, that shit was fucking crazy. You know, you just heard everyone go like, oh shit, that's the wrong one.
Which one was it? Oh, was that the sexy weird shit?
No, that was the joke one. I meant to do the round of applause.
Round,
you know?
Of applause, yeah.
He just fucks up Boban, bro. That's just fucking crazy.
Boban Marjanovic, bro. He's a nice guy.
That's good as fuck. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's fucking, bro, his hands are like the size of my fucking torso, bro. It's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, bro, for real.
Like,
did you watch Falcon Winter Soldier? I feel like you're like a big Marvel fan, so you would probably watch those.
I am a big Marvel fan, but I haven't watched anything on Disney Plus.
They're all right.
Ever since The Mandalorian.
They're all right.
Yeah.
It's not groundbreaking. WandaVision was like unique. I liked it.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, I feel like nothing really big happens because like most people don't have time for TV shows and shit.
Yeah,
so they don't really do anything major there.
Yeah,
it's just like side stories, which is cool though.
Uh huh.
But like, I don't know. I feel like I'm like dropping off of being a Marvel fan. They need better writing, bro. They need better writers.
I've heard from like Brian and shit that
I feel like Doctor Strange is going to be a good film.
Like all those movies, like all those shows are good and shit.
Yeah, I mean, they're not bad. I'm not saying they're bad, but I'm just saying like they have to introduce something new. You feel me? Like, I feel like Falcon Winter Soldier is pretty generic, but WandaVision was unique. I liked
it. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. It was behind like an illusion and shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What were you saying?
What was I saying? Doctor Strange? Yeah, I feel like that's going to be a good film. Like, Sam Raimi's behind it, and I'm a big fan of Sam Raimi.
Or what about the multiverse Spider-Man one?
I don't know, bro. That sounds cheap. it just sounds like tacky, but they have to do it right. You feel me?
Yeah.
Usually Marvel doesn't fail.
Yeah.
You know, but I gotta see.
I think that's gonna be fucking crazy, man.
If they do it right, you know, if they tack it on it just for the money, it's gonna be pretty whack.
Tobey Maguire was such like an influential
part of our childhood. Yeah, yeah,
superhero,
bro.
Figure, bro. Like, seeing him back on the big screen.
That's why they can't do him wrong.
Yeah, like,
dude, he's had like such a crazy life, like post Spider-Man. Like, it must suck being him. Like, he can't even walk down the street.
Why do you say that?
Like, haven't seen all the footage of him?
No.
Like, paparazzi, like, they make his life a living hell. Like, he can't even drive. Like, you haven't seen the video of like him freaking out saying, "Get the fuck out the way. Move that fucking car out the way, motherfucker."
Nah, man, I haven't.
I'm about to pull that shit up, dude. There's like a bunch, if you search up Tobey Maguire paparazzi, it's just him like fucking with him, and it's kind of fucked up, dude.
I don't blame him though, bro, because like paparazzi and like their our society, they're fucked up, bro. Like, that's one reason most people wouldn't want to be a celebrity, I think, paparazzi. Oh yeah. I don't fucking blame him, bro. Get out of the way! They're
stopped for you, dude. We're blocking the car. But like, that's his life every day.
Paparazzi are fucking horrible.
Like, not
bro.
Even just paparazzi, but like, imagine him just walking down the street and everybody asking him for a picture, wanting to talk to. He can't even live a normal life, bro.
Yeah, like, that's just the life of being a celebrity. You know, that just sucks. Like, imagine working so hard to the point where like so many people admire you for your work and shit, and then there's just other people that like
abuse and make money off you.
Yeah, like they like magazines and shit, you know, they literally make money off of your life.
Facts, bro. Like, fucking TMZ, dude.
Fucking TMZ, fucking, I don't even know,
like,
bro.
Low-key, like, I never ever want to be famous, bro, ever. Or not, like, I don't want to be like Kevin Hart or like Tobey Maguire, like in the top famous where everybody knows you.
Yeah.
But I'm cool with, like, being, like, I don't know, like, relatively.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, where I can, like, at least walk down a street and, like, you know, one or two people stop me and be like, "Hey, what's up? I like your stuff." And that's it.
Yeah.
I don't want, like, goddamn paparazzi on me. That would suck.
Nah, man.
Like, you can't even do shit against them.
Like that's why I thought about, like, it must suck for the Stranger Things kids.
Yeah.
All of them.
Oh, yeah.
They can't even... They're so young. Yeah. Bro. They're, like, literally our age.
They're gonna grow up into that.
They're literally our age, and I'm, like... the kid in Star Wars, he had a fucked up life. Jake... Anakin Skywalker? Not Hayden Christensen. Yeah, yeah. Jake Lloyd.
Yeah.
He had a really shitty life.
Yeah.
Like, he was the young... he was in Phantom Menace. Anakin. Yeah, young Anakin, and he just had a really bad life. He got into, like, drug addiction, and he's, like, a crackhead now. I think he's, like, in rehab and stuff, and he's getting better, but he had a really rough, like young age, bro. It sucked. So did Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone.
Oh, yeah, of course. Everybody knows about that.
Yeah.
Nah, man, that actually brings me up into another subject, though. Have you heard about not legalizing drugs, shit.
Eric Andre?
Nah, fucking, the decriminalization of drugs.
Of drugs, yeah, like everything, like shrooms and like meth and stuff.
Yeah, like you don't get arrested for like possession and shit or like consuming.
Yeah.
Like have you heard about that?
I feel like that's good because like right? It's like if you're punishing people who are like already down, bro, like you're not helping them. Like it'd be better just to send them to rehab instead of prison. And
when they get out of jail, they're just gonna go back, right?
Yeah, like they have like hella fines and like hella shit to pay, bro.
Like those are literally the type of people you see on the street because you know you just can't go back from like prison. You can't work.
It's a deep rabbit hole, bro.
Yeah,
it's a deep hole.
Yeah, like
it's really tough to get out of.
It's not something that would happen in our society in the near future, but it's definitely something that should happen.
Facts, bro.
Like, it's fucked up, you know? Like, especially us in LA. Like,
the movie Joker touched on that. Like, when you just keep digging yourself a hole, bro, and it's hard to get out of.
And we don't even know what that's like
yet. Yeah. Like we don't know how, like, we have, like, you know, we all have, God willing, we all have pretty good lives, you know? None of us are really...
Yeah,
you know we're all like heading to success and stuff no matter how we do it, but like it must really suck for like a person like you know how they got there, like a person on the street, like you know they were just like us eventually, and then like how they like a lot of things led up to them being here, you know, a lot of bad shit, unemployment, I don't know, like market crashing, especially housing market pandemic. Crash, oh pandemic, a lot of people lost their jobs, bro.
Hell yeah. A lot of people are probably out on the street right now because of the pandemic.
Yeah, for real, dude. It's just a weird, tough life, man. We're just dealt like a bunch of random cards. You just got to deal with it, bro.
Yeah, it's not like the movies, you know?
Oh, fuck no, dude.
Like, it's nothing like the movies. It's just crazy.
Yep.
I fuck with that. Wait.
Yeah, that's the...
I can't really see because I don't have my glasses on.
Oh.
So I don't want to be offensive.
Yeah, it is what you think it is. Wait, you're probably gonna say something wrong though.
No, I was thinking about a
Mecca.
Okay, it was Mecca.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like the Beatles on stage.
Bro, you're fucking stupid.
Bro, I don't have my glasses on, and so to the audience, there's a like a painting or like a portrait of a painting in Saeed's room, and it's like high up, and I'm sitting on the opposite side of the room, but there's basically a square figure in the central of the painting with like lights surrounding it and you know a big stage and like obviously thousands of people, so you know I don't have my glasses on. I thought it was maybe the Beatles performing or something, or like that that one scene from well I don't know, but yeah, I was like it's either Mecca or it's the Beatles.
That's like the most random shit I've ever heard in my life, bro. It's either Mecca or the Beatles, bro.
Nah, man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You can cut this out, but are we going to finish them?
No. We could go as long as you want, but I just like an hour, that's when people usually tune out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we should finish soon, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, if you want to wrap up and shit, bro.
How do we?
I don't know, man. Like, I usually just go, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Alexis was here, and Alexis, any final statements you want to say to the people, to your friends listening, to whoever's listening?
Well, to all of Saeed's audience, regardless of who it is, regardless of my friends or family or people in the future, when he pops off and becomes famous and watches this back to learn about his history and his friends, I hope everybody has a wonderful day, and that if something isn't going your way in life right now, it'll get better. We're all going through tough times, but I hope everybody gets back up there. You know, just keep your head up. But with that note, thank you everybody very much for listening into the Courtesy Flush. I am the guest star, Alexis Avila, and I will be signing off.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys have a great day. Stay flushing.
Thank God we're alive. Allah Akbar, homie.
Yeah.